Barry, yo. Hey, you sound really good, man. You should feel good about all that. So you got the chords down. I can see you making the changes. You know, a couple things that you could think about. Keep all the lines single when you're playing a solo. You tend to get, like, in certain spots. When you got to the... You got to the D-flat 7. You kind of do some double stop things, I think, just because you weren't... too comfortable. So keep the sticks just two lines for now when you play your solo, okay? And so now you got the, now that I know you know the chords, do you have the scales? The C minor is Dorian. F minor is Dorian. D half diminished is Locrian. I think we went over all this. And the G7 chord is a C harmonic minor. Let's just start from the G. Play the notes in the C harmonic minor scale. Okay, E flat minor is Dorian. And then the A flat is either Mixolydian, or if you know about this, you can play the half whole scale. Did we talk about that already? So you can do some little exercises to start off. Like you can go 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Scales and they all kind of fit right in. Then you can mess around. You can go next chord. See what's happening? I mean, I'm always, you can hear the tune just with what I'm doing, how I'm doing it. Singing the scale, singing the mode, and keeping it strict with the bar, okay? So that's one thing. Here's another thing you can practice. You can just kind of play rubato, just two sticks, you know, make up lines, but be rubato between each chord, because the things about each chord that will make them stand out are their notes, which are a little different from the chord before. So if I start in C minor, so I'm playing C minor now, right? As soon as I hit an A flat, watch what happens. I just get down to the root, you hear the F minor chord, right? And if I just do this, all in there. Now watch this. I'm playing a C. As soon as I hit the B, you hear the G chord, don't you? Go back to the C minor now. And then I got the E flat minor. And get to the A flat, the half whole scale. Get to D flat. Get to the D half diminished. See how that worked? That kind of weaved through each of the changes. You might want to mess around with that. And what else? You know, I would play it in a couple different keys now. Once you get it down in that key, learn it in A minor. You know, learn it in I don't know, D minor, E flat minor. Just do like one or two more keys, and I think you'll be set. If you're, you know, it's great if you've got the changes memorized now. When you put them into a couple different keys, watch, because I can tell the way your mind works, you're gonna put a lot of things together just based off of that. But just pay attention to the distinctions that make each sound unique, especially in context with the chord before that. You know, if I do this. C major, right? Watch this. stands out, right? As soon as I did it, it stands out, and our ears are taking us somewhere new. So when I want to distinguish things, if I was playing a C chord and an A chord and then D minor, and you know, with each chord you got its strong notes. That's where the melodies would naturally fall anyway. I mean, if you were singing, that's where your voice would take you. I mean, if you just sing some of these chords and sing over top, play the chord and sing over top, your voice is going to take you to all the places that we talk about, like, hey, this is a strong note, this is a strong note. Your voice is going to take you there, so you can always mess around with that. But really, just mess around with the chords. Here's my C minor. Here's my F chord. Doesn't quite sound like an F chord yet, so I would hear that naturally and just go. I just went down and got to the root, you know? See how I did that? On the E flat chord. I start on an A flat, I just come down. On the A flat chord, boy, I hope we talked about this half whole scale. If we didn't, I'm going to have some explaining to do to you. But the E flat minor. Then for the A flat chord, I play B, A, A flat, G flat. So it sounds like this from the beginning. And then for the D flat chord, I'm playing C. C, B flat, A flat, F. Did you hear how everything changed with it? Hear the tune? So if you could come up with some things like that, just some ways where you kind of hear the progression, you kind of hear that you got to the next spot, that would be pretty cool. Okay? All right. Keep going, man. Sound good.